It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? This is the Only the Challenge podcast. My name is Jake Scheidel. Each week I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how you doing today?
Jake, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Will you be my Valentine?
My listens to this podcast.
For the purposes of the show, you have to say yes. Don't leave me hanging.
Thomas, I would love to be your Valentine for this and every year since and forward.
There we go.
All right. This is a legal binding contract now? What do I have to get you?
That's all the Valentine's business for now. We've handled that. We can move on.
Thomas. No, I know what I'm going to get you for Valentine's Day this year.
That thing that I like.
That thing that you really like.
You always know what to get me.
Of course. Thomas, you know what I'm really excited about this week on Valentine's Day? It's talking...
Those Necco hearts.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the Necco
hearts.
They
taste good. Everyone loves eating them.
Well, I just like chalk, okay? Is that so much to ask?
I want to eat... What if I want a socially acceptable reason to just eat antacids?
Well, here's my issue with fortune cookies, is like you're supposed to read the paper, but I just want to munch it up. I want to munch up that message.
It's some tasty-looking paper. I don't got time to read that.
And it's waxy, too, and it's like that's hard to digest. With a Necco wafer heart, it's a lot easier. I love you, and then you eat it, and then that love is inside you forever. That's what Valentine's Day is all about. Anyway, Thomas, did you watch the Challenge Double Agents last night?
Jake, I sure did.
I didn't even have a good transition for that one.
That's on me.
It's fine. I appreciate you acknowledging that. This week's episode was called Lady Vengeance. I think a decent episode title.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah. In the house, we see Talking Head from Corey, and he says he wants to prove he has what it takes to be a Challenge champion. Do you have any faith in Corey that he'll ever be a Challenge champion at this point?
Part of me is like, if it was going to happen, wouldn't it have happened already? Like, how many times has he been in a final? And I feel like he always finishes, like, third.
Mm-hmm. It's like, you...
So, I don't... Maybe, but, like, it wouldn't surprise me if he never did.
Well, I thought about that, too. But also, I think it took CT 10 seasons to win his first season. So,
okay.
I think he's still got a little time. I thought the record had been 7 or 8, because that's when Cara Maria won her first one, and people were really excited about that. I mean, like, it took her so long to win. Well, not really. There's a lot of people that don't win that quickly. Cam is on her 5th or 6th season. Kyle, too. They haven't won. Okay, anyway. Amber M is upset with Amber B for lying about her allegiance to the itty-bitty small committee. Cam is still targeting Teresa. Cam says that Amber B is shady because she bounces around alliances. But that's also...
I think
what...
she was... Yeah, well, yeah, she was saying Amber B, right? Like, I mean, I do think Amber B, like... pretends to be loyal, like she was pretending to be more loyal to the itty bitty small committee when she was really more loyal to Big Brother.
I mean,
I don't know. This was like a snake episode for her. She's shady.
She's shady. Yeah. As Amber M tells her, if there's one thing I don't like, it's fake bitches. And you fall into
bitches.
That category.
Cloud sharks.
I really liked that Amber M said that the B in Amber B stood for backstabber. I thought that was funny.
Yeah. Yeah, that was... Well, the thing is, like, didn't she tell the same lie? Like, she did the exact same story to Gabby, but just, like, phrased it differently that she did to Amber B earlier. But just, like, swapped their names out, basically.
What did she say?
I can't even remember, but it was bullshit, and... Gabby knew it was, but like, basically she just, like, anytime that she gets confronted about this, she just lies.
So what you're saying is, in the Amber versus Gabby saga, you're team Gabby?
I am well, I think it's more Amber B versus Amber M, and I'm team Amber M, but I am also team Gabby over team Amber B.
Because you love Gabby.
What is with this? I like her. She's not even my favorite girl on the show.
You love Gabby. You
I like Gabby. What do you want from me?
He admitted. Teresa talks to Corey about her postpartum depression, and that was a real bonding moment between these two. So that's nice. Then we get to the mission, and it's the best mission that they ever do. And
it's always the best. And nobody was having more fun than TJ.
Yeah. It's trivia over 47 degree water.
It was trivia.
this season's trivia, I should say, is sponsored by Burger King.
I also lost my shit when TJ did the ad read for Burger King, and it was the stupidest sounding thing.
I loved it. I loved it.
It was great. What was the... I missed it, Jake, but he says that there's going to be something else that they get along with the 5,000, and I think maybe I, like, skipped a little bit of it. Like,
did
what
you miss
did the
it?
Thing that other than the 5,000 end up being? Or did they just get Burger King, or what was...
Oh, Thomas.
It's your very own copy of Sneak King for Xbox 360.
It is so much bigger than any of that. Durrell,
did they do, the Donald Trump Clemson football team spread of, like, Burger King stuff? TJ's standing under a portrait of Lincoln with his arms out, and there's just a bunch of fast food everywhere.
Yeah,
it looks
it's actually...
Stanley Kubrick shot.
It's TJ Lavin standing under a portrait of Jeff Probst as he looks over all of the Burger King. No, Durrell and Amber B, since they won the challenge, win free Whoppers for life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Which, I mean, Durrell's already, like, in his 40s, so who knows how much longer that'll
be. Yeah, that's. I feel like that's going to get redeemed, like, one time for them just being like, well, I got free Whoppers for life. I might as well get one. And then it's like, all right.
What happened to that coupon?
Did they give you... They probably give you, like, a card or something to show.
Yeah, they gave them Burger King VIP cards, and they both opened it and were like, what is this? And then TJ told them what it was. And they're like, oh, cool.
I feel like that gets very... If you kept showing up to it, like, the first time that you pull that thing out, I'm sure somebody at a Burger King would be like, oh, wow, neat. All right, yeah, let's make it. And then if you use it regularly, I think they would just become more and more annoyed at seeing you every time that you came in.
Yeah, I would be too ashamed to use it more than once
in like,
one
it's embarrassing.
When I was in college, I worked at McDonald's for a few months, and then on the very last day... I went to the Burger King across the street and got lunch.
Yeah,
it's like, it's my last
day.
I don't want to eat McDonald's. I'll have a Burger King. I think that was the right decision. And the guy said, are you here to steal our secrets or something like that?
Oh, that's funny.
It was
just a little
good bit
of humor there. I like that.
Well, you know, Mount Pleasant, Michigan is a very funny town. A lot of good comedians
come out
of there.
That's a good joke. That's exactly what you should do. It would be worse if they didn't acknowledge it.
They should probably call this guy the Joke King, not the Burger King.
Oh.
who were the standouts to you in the trivia challenge, Thomas?
What do you mean?
Who did you like? Who were you impressed by? Who made you laugh? Who had you TJ laughing?
I don't, you know. I thought Devin did a good job, which is to be expected. But, I mean, otherwise, yeah, I guess, I don't know. I thought it was funny that Big T and Durrell were really... It was impressive that Durrell won, considering how freaked out he was. But,
yeah.
Big T was very freaked out. I don't know. Nam is impressive. I don't know. I mean, the people
as
that
always
did well. What do you want me to say?
I don't know.
I thought it was funny that Casey... And I think it was clearly because she was too scared to pay it, or, like, too focused on you know, holding in place to concentrate on what the question was. But when TJ asked her true or false, wolves are vegetarian, and she said true, I think she wasn't paying attention, but it is very funny that she said
it. Is very funny. I laughed very hard when TJ laughed at her and said, you got that one wrong, holy shit.
TJ was having a great... TJ thought, like, do you think that TJ has the thing that Vince McMahon has, where he thinks that somebody getting pushed into a pool is the funniest thing on earth? Because it kind of seemed that way. He was really loving it anytime anyone fell.
Yeah, I think TJ loves anybody looking stupid in any capacity.
It's true. He was having such a good time. I really liked the production thing they had, where they had the cameras on everybody, so you got to see, like, the underside view of their face when they fell.
Oh, sure, yeah.
That's just good stuff. That's what you want.
Was it nerve-wracking to see the person falling from their viewpoint?
Yes.
That threw me a little. I was like, I don't want to be the one falling into this water.
No, don't absolutely do that. Not.
So Durrell won the first heat. Nam won the second heat after Cam was disqualified. I feel like that was stupid. They should have allowed for them to hold the sides of the mechanism, I think.
That's not what the challenge is, Jake, and she was warned.
Well,
they gave her 3 fucking strikes on it.
But maybe they should have changed the rules so Cam could have won. They do it for Johnny Bananas all the time.
That's true, yeah. Cam's just not at that level. She has to play more if she wants them to change the rules for her.
Yeah. So Durrell and Amber B win free Whoppers for life, as well as $5,000 and double agents. Exciting stuff. At the party, club, whatever they call it, everybody just wants to throw in Teresa, and Casey tells Amber B that she wants to go down and get her gold skull. Then at deliberations, nobody really wants to talk. I feel like not much happened in this episode after the trivia. No,
not really. Like, I felt the same way. It was just like, it all just kind of went to the end from there.
Yeah. Did you like when Lolo said that she's an athlete, so she knows her strengths and weaknesses, and one of her weaknesses is she doesn't care to talk? And then she complains about that. All of her...
I feel that sometimes.
Yeah,
sometimes you just don't want to.
Sometimes you just don't want to talk. I just think it's funny that she says that and then complains about her communication issues with all of her ex-boyfriends.
She doesn't want to talk, Lolo? And then anytime she talks, it's just yelling at them.
Yeah. Well, Lolo, we're all rooting for you. I don't know.
We may or may not be rooting for you. I just want to see her in a fucking elimination, man. That's what you have her on the show for.
Right.
But that's because they're scared of her. That's why they don't throw her in, because nobody wants to go up against her.
Right. It's time for the Music Minute. Music make you lose control. Music make you lose control. This is a segment where we talk about the music on music television. First up, we have Take On Me, the cover by Leah Rose. It's they just didn't want to pay for... Well, it's like a sad version of Take On Me.
Yeah, it's the one that would be in a movie trailer. It's what the type of song that is in every movie trailer now.
Yeah. And then we also got the King Cobra song, Iron Eagle, parentheses, Never Say Die.
This was a great choice, but it was from, like, having, like, a dumb hair metal song for that kind of thing is always good, but it's a band that I'm not familiar with them at all. So.
This song came out in 1986. It's from their second album, Thrill of a Lifetime. And you might be wondering, oh, is the cover of that album a roller coaster? And you bet it is.
You better believe it is.
Thrill of a Lifetime is considered glam rock and heavy metal. So not new wave. We keep talking about new wave. It's not actually.
Yeah, well, they're definitely going more 80s themed. So I feel like those are the two poles that they're swinging between. And then they throw in like some pop songs sometimes. Like they had that Whitney Houston song.
Yeah, that fits in the Tantrum song too.
Yeah, yeah, but like for the most part, it's new wave. And then they'll throw in, they had that Rat song. They played Rock You Like a Hurricane. So they go pretty like... campy with the, mm-hmm. the hair metal.
I mean, it's fun. I'm enjoying it. It's just...
No, yeah, I like it too. Like, I actually really like it. They played it... Honestly, it's funny because he's kind of straddling the middle ground between these two, but they also played that Billy Idol song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is kind of like the direct midpoint between those two things.
Yeah. I'm really enjoying the music this season.
It's been great.
This
has been one of the best parts of the show.
Absolutely. Hey, that's why they call it music television. This was the theme song from the 1986 movie Iron Eagle. Have you ever heard of this movie?
Oh, I think I have heard of this movie. Who the fuck was in that? It's one where it's like a kid flying a plane, right?
I don't know. All I know it is a military action movie that was unfavorably compared to Top Gun. Top Gun's about flying planes, right?
Yeah, okay, so it was
Lou
Gossett Jr. is in it.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Let's see what the plot of this is. they were clearly trying to capitalize on Top Gun.
Yeah.
Being a big deal. Doug Masters, son of veteran U.S. Air Force pilot Colonel Ted Masters, is a hotshot civilian pilot, hoping to follow in his father's footsteps. His hopes are dashed when he receives a notice of rejection from the Air Force Academy. Making matters worse is the news that his father has been shot down and captured by the fictional Arab state of Bilya. Okay.
Sure.
This is supposed to be based off of real events in Libya, and calling the country Bilya is fucking hilarious. It's like, yeah, we'll move the letters around a little bit.
That's great. It's no Parmistan.
No, it's definitely, Geraldo is definitely not the leader of that nation. The leader of Bilya. And if you win the Iron Eagle game, you are not granted a wish, so.
Have we watched Gymkhana on this show?
I think we did actually do it for the show, because I think the way that we described it was it is technically a competition-based show.
Well, Thomas, I just did a Command F searching for Gymkhana, and it's not coming up in my notes anywhere, so I don't think we watched it. We might have
it's
to watch
been a
that.
While since I've seen that one. I mean, it also too. Fits in because there's that movie stars a gold medal winner, and the Challenge currently has an Olympian on it.
Yeah, and a gold medal winner, but they're not the same person. You know who the gold medal winner is? TJ Laffin.
TJ Laffin.
At the crater, attached to the same rope, they have to place three rings on three posts. Amber B and Durrell send Casey down, and she wins 3-0 against Teresa. So
impressive. Apparently, Teresa's a good physical competitor.
They keep saying that, but I was looking at her record, and it's not that good. I think she's like 2-9 in eliminations. She's been to one final.
I didn't expect her to win this one either. Casey is pretty strong. I had Teresa and Casey in my head at the same time, and that's what came out.
Why weren't they
Casey's a strong physical competitor.
Yeah. So Casey stays with Leroy, Amber M, and Corey are the new team. Great. I like both those people, so cool. Do you like Amber M?
Yeah, I do. I do like Amber M.
I think she's fun. So Amber M and Corey are the new team, and it's time for the new segment called Tom's Trivia. One of the tools is to answer your
question is what? Oh boy, all right. Well, it's fitting to have it since we'll see how well I do. Compared to the challenge competitors.
In the challenge, the trivia is all about the real world. In the real world, which is where we are right now, the trivia is all about the challenge. What was Corey's original show? Question one.
He was on Are You the One, wasn't he?
No.
No, he's on Real World. He was on Real World.
Do you know what season?
Oh, boy.
Or city. That's a hint.
What?
Well, his season didn't have the city name in it. That's a hint.
Real World Rivals or something like that?
No, it was Real World Explosion.
Explosion, okay.
Which is where all the exes moved in after a few weeks. Great stuff. How many seasons of The Challenge has Corey been on? Including this one.
I'm going to say 7.
Including this, it would be 8. So you are currently 0.5 for 2. How many finals has Corey been to?
3.
Ding, ding, ding. 1.5 out of 3. That's 50%. That's almost passing. How many partners has Corey had in Double Agents up to this point, and who are they?
Oh, in Double Agents up to this point.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So he had Ashley. He had Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck was the other partner he had? I'm going to say 3.
He's had 5 partners in this season alone.
5?
Tori.
Oh, Tori.
Team Ori. Then he was teamed with Natalie for a week. Then Ashley for a week.
Oh, he was with Natalie for a week. And then she had to leave. I forgot about that.
And then Teresa for a couple weeks. And now Amber M.
Oh, I wasn't counting Amber M. That was stupid of me.
Well, on how many MTV shows has Corey been a regular cast member?
I believe it's 3, because he was on X on the Beach, wasn't he?
He's been on 4 shows as a regular cast member.
What's the other show?
Real World, The Challenge, X on the Beach, and Teen Mom.
Why is he on Teen Mom?
Cheyenne is on Teen Mom with their kid.
Cheyenne's not a teen!
I know. I don't know why they added her to that show. They just need more Corey on their schedule, apparently.
I guess so. They didn't have enough Corey in that house.
No, well, It's being fixed every week. So that's Tom's trivia. Good stuff. Next week,
another quality segment.
More questions, yeah. Let's get into predictions. Thomas, you got a point this week for Cam surviving. You got a point for Leroy surviving. And you got a point for Darrell winning the mission. You had guessed Darrell.
I was going to say, I predicted that.
You guessed Darrell and Amber M would win.
You know what I meant.
But what you said was Amber M.
Shut the fuck up. That it wouldn't count. It's your obligation to correct me because they're not a team.
What? I asked you, do you want me to look
no,
through?
No, we're not doing it, Jake. You're not weaseling your way back. Like, you've already lost. Just give it up.
I gave you the point for it, okay? I gave you the point because Darrell won, okay? Good
Bush,
job.
That's Bush League.
So you're gonna
know it.
You're complaining.
That's the kind of shit you pull when you're desperate.
You're now at 24 points, up from 21 last week. I had 14 points last week.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're still 14, huh?
I got a point for Corey and Teresa getting voted in, and I got a point for Teresa going home, so I'm now at 16 points.
Oh, all right. Wow, all right. Well, yeah, you're coming right back then.
I was so happy when Corey and Teresa got voted in and Teresa went home, because I was like, man, I finally won one. And then I looked over the points, and I was like, you corrected more, you predicted more things correctly, actually. So good job, thank you, great stuff. This is a man, this second half of the season now I'm coming back. Just wait, okay,
any minute now you'll be right back in this game.
Who is winning the next mission?
Oh boy. I'm gonna say Corey and Amber M, just because I think it'd be fun.
I was considering that too, but since you picked it, I'm going to not. I'm going to stick with Lolo, and it's already written down on my notes, and so it's easier to just read than actually think. Who's getting voted in?
I'm going to say... Darrell. Does Darrell have a skull?
No.
Okay, he doesn't. So, like, it's going to be somebody... It's probably going to be somebody that has a skull that gets voted in.
Yeah, most likely.
I'm going to say Josh. I think people are going to keep coming at him until they can take it from him, because he's probably the weakest competitor that has one.
Yeah.
I would be more confident in beating him than beating Devin.
I think that's a smart idea. I'm going to say Devin and Gabby, though, get voted in.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No, that's not what I meant to say. Darrell and Amber B are going to be voted in.
Do you think they're going to get voted in?
Yeah.
I was thinking about it.
Who's going home?
I'm going to say that, Josh is going home.
Yeah. I'm going to say Darrell then. If we're assuming it's a men's competition. I really hate that they don't, I wish it would be the women's elimination next so that they can be even. All five skulls up for both genders are picked.
Yeah. Considering that nobody has a partner. I mean,
it could be.
They don't. Yeah, it doesn't have to be a men's elimination this time around. I just think it will be.
Who will be picked as the winner's new agent?
So Nani is with Josh.
Right. Sorry, so Nani and Josh. I didn't mean to laugh at you.
I'm going to say somebody's going to steal Cam.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good call. I don't think they're going to trade. What is the music that will be played next week?
I'm going to say that they play For Whom the Bell Tolls by Metallica.
Okay. That would be great.
It would be cool. I would like it if they did that.
I'm going to say The Man Who Sold the World, but the Nirvana version.
The Nirvana version, yeah. Okay. Man, I was also thinking, and this is not going to be my guess, because, you know, if we could just throw out a million guesses, we would. But I was also thinking in the hair metal vein, maybe like Bang Your Head, Metal Health by Quiet Riot. Mm. That seems like something they would play.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's any number of episodes left, so it could happen.
I think I'm going to change it to that. Watch as it ends up being For Whom the Bell Tolls. But I think... that makes more sense than a Metallica song, because that Metallica's too good.
I would love to see a Metallica song, though. That would be so great.
It'd be great. It would be great.
Thomas, it's time for a long absent segment called Real World Roundup. Here's some news on the real world, Thomas. Did you hear?
Wow, all right. What's going on with the real world?
It's coming back.
I wish it would just stop hassling me.
Yeah. Real World is coming back. It's a reboot, I guess. The new season is called The Real World Homecoming New York, in which they are getting the entire original cast of the first season back together to stay in the same loft.
For a big dance. It's going to be a football game, too.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good time. So that is going to be streaming on Paramount Plus. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so.
In
the
April,
commercials,
I think?
Did you like the big game commercials?
No. I've hated every Paramount Plus commercial. I kept thinking
should throw James Corden off the mountain. Like, they should kill him.
It didn't make any sense to me. Why are they doing this?
Make him drive his snowmobile off the mountain, and you can just say that he had a horrible accident.
That bothers me. Why is Dora, a child, climbing the mountain? Why is Jeff Probst carrying a torch up the mountain?
That they allow young Sheldon to be there.
Why is young Sheldon on a mountain?
I don't care how smart he is.
And then James Corden just has a jet ski.
Can you imagine having to climb an entire mountain with James Corden?
I'd rather not.
You'd have to be with him the whole time.
I would bury myself in the snow and die.
Yeah, I'd fucking jump off. I would kill myself. It's me or him.
And at this point, it doesn't really matter.
The Britney Spears stuff coming up in the news again, I think it really, like, do you remember the Craig, like, Ferguson, have you ever seen the Craig Ferguson monologue that he did about that? Where he's like, we need to, like, this is someone who needs help, and, like, I've been in a similar situation, and, like, we shouldn't be laughing. And it was like, oh yeah, remember when they had, like, a weird late night show that had, like, fun little, like, just a guy clearly just doing what he thought was funny?
Yeah.
He was, like, a nice person who gave interesting interviews.
Oh my God.
And they replaced him with the least likable, most, like, cynical fucking sociopath in comedy.
Did James Corden take over for Craig Ferguson? Or was there somebody
yes,
else
he
between
did.
Them?
No, he took over for Craig
Man,
Ferguson.
Man, he really buried that show's legacy, huh?
What
that was
a,
such
what
a fun
contrast.
Show.
Like, I don't know that you could, in terms of just, like, ambient likability, I don't know that you could find two people that there's a bigger gap between.
Yeah. Thomas, you know, when this show's about Survivor, I like to give little updates on other shows in alliterative segments like The Real World is Real World Roundup. We're not focused on the challenge. We got the challenge chunk. So this is a new segment called the Survivor Section, and it is, in fact, the news. It is official. Survivor is going to begin production on season 41 in Fiji in April. So it's not it's not over. It's coming back. I won't subjugate you to more of the challenge.
Jake, for the Survivor segment, you should play Eye of the Tiger by Survivor.
Obviously. See, the thing about this show is, we don't like to pick the most obvious music, except for sometimes when it'd be very funny.
Sometimes you gotta pick the most obvious music.
It's just funnier. Sorry we're not playing King Cobra.
I mean, we could do Survivor by Destiny's Child, but...
That's not funny. That's just a
good
song.
I don't think it's as fun a choice.
Yeah. Thomas, what's your Twitter?
You can follow me at TomNotTom. Back to posting again.
Yeah, how was your sabbatical?
It was good. I think it's nice to be reminded that my life would be better if I didn't post on Twitter at all.
Yeah.
But I think it also encourages me to have better habits about how I post on Twitter. So I think I might just do that periodically.
You can follow us on Twitter at DYWSLN or on Instagram at The Only Survivor Podcast.
I don't think I said what mine was. It's at TomNotTom.
Right. You can follow Thomas at TomNotTom, too. Sorry, I interrupted. I'm looking down at the notes I've made while recording, and I haven't marked down anything for a title. Can you say something funny right now?
We live in a society.
You can't just steal lines from the Joker.
The Joker says that we live in a society.
Okay, I'll find something else, I guess. You can review us on Apple.
We live in a propsiety.
Okay, there it is.
How about that?
That's fine. That'll do. Look, we're coming up on the next 25th episode, so we gotta come up with some quality titles before.
I love humor.
What's the Apple Podcast boilerplate review, Thomas?
This is my favorite podcast. I like it better than all the other podcasts. I give it a big thumbs up.
Lovely. Have a great quarantine.
Deuces. I lay awake at night, false lover, just so trouble. It's hard to keep a job, laid off, I'm having double trouble. But hey, hey, yeah.
I'm recording. I have this new apartment now, and I have a closet that I can actually fit my whole body in.
Oh, all right. So you're gonna get recording some sound quality out of that.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. Because I was in therapy earlier in the week, and I was like, it feels very echoey in here. I don't like it. So
get it. You go to therapy.
I go to therapy. I'm becoming a better person. Okay, it's important. It is. It's good.
Jake goes to therapy just for the clout. So he can brag about it to people. Status symbol.
And brag about it, I do.
That's the same reason that you're type 1 diabetic, is you're like, it's a real expensive habit. Like, it's a very exclusive club. You gotta spend a lot of money on it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why I'm a capitalist.
I'm gonna go ahead and take the money and run, too.
Because I need that money to survive. As expensive as smoking weed all the time is, as I've learned in the pandemic, being diabetic is a lot more expensive.
Yeah, crazy, man. I'm an addict to a little drug called insulin.
Yeah, absolutely. That's me. I've been an addict since 1997, and it's some great stuff. Insulin,
it's like having
man.
A coke habit that you don't even get to enjoy. The money just goes away.
It's like having a coke habit, but you only ever experience the bad parts of coke.
Yeah, it's all the bad parts. You only get the withdrawal symptoms. You don't get any of the dopamine.
It's like when it's working well, you feel fine. It's not fun. Yeah. Just base level is hungover on cocaine.
Who wants to be a millionaire? I ain't even got these clothes to wear.
Hooray! We did it!